We are building our greater good. That's what Unity Renaissance has been doing for 30 years now. It's really what we're all about. Growing and serving and building a greater good, not only for ourselves, but for our community, for our country, and indeed for the entire world. We might say that we are fulfilling our divine purpose. What does that really mean, our divine purpose? Often when people think about their purpose, they associate that with having a clear goal or direction or intention, something like a career path or maybe their life plan. And so we may consider it a statement of purpose when we say things like, I'm going to be a doctor one day, or I'm going to travel and see the world. Or even, I'm going to have a big family. Well, these are all wonderful and worthy goals. And they give us a sense of purpose and direction in our human life. But what is our divine purpose? You see, that sounds so much bigger, doesn't it? Sounds grander, loftier, kind of ethereal almost. Some people would say that their divine purpose is what God has ordained for them. A little traditional imagery here. We can sort of conjure up the bearded guy up in the sky, going over to his big desk and taking out a pen and a pad and writing down, okay, here's what I have in mind for so-and-so. And then we spend the rest of our lives trying to figure out what's on that paper. Well, that's one way of looking at it. That's not what we teach in Unity. That's not how we think about our divine purpose. We don't think of our divine purpose as something that has been predestined by someone or something outside of us. Rather, our divine purpose is imprinted on our hearts. It's embedded in our souls. It is that innate longing that we have to express more love and light in the world. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and when we are living into our divine purpose, we are letting our spiritual lights shine out fully and freely. In a sense, we all have the same divine purpose. The same divine purpose, which is to fulfill our Christ potential. Now, what does that mean? In Unity, the Christ is what we use to describe the highest expression of God in humankind. It is that pattern, that possibility within us to fully express the glory of God through the love that we share, through the wisdom, the joy, the peace. These attributes of God are a part of our very being. And living into our Christ potential means fully sharing them out with the world. Well, of course, in Unity, where we see Jesus as our way shower and our master teacher, he epitomized the Christ. He was, in our view, the perfect expression of God in humankind. He showed all of these attributes in abundance, the unconditional love, the courage, integrity, compassion. He demonstrated what it's like to be in the world but not of it, to constantly live in that consciousness of oneness, we call a consciousness of God. And he said that what he had done, we can do too, and greater things still. But he didn't say it would be easy. And in fact, if we look at his ministry and his teachings, it was all about shaking up people's consciousness, getting them to see things differently, like snap out of it. No, I wouldn't do that. We never do that. But, you know, figuratively speaking, trying to shake people up. He was essentially saying, if you want to discover the kingdom of God, if you want to discover your infinite potential, you must be willing to step out of your comfort zone. You must be willing to take a risk. to stretch yourself beyond the bounds of what you've always thought and who you've always been. One of my favorite examples is the story in Matthew when Jesus walks on the water. And so the disciples are out there on the boat, and of course a big storm comes up and they're being battered around by the winds, getting very fearful. And it says in Matthew 14, verses 26 to 31, they called for Jesus, but when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And so Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water, and he came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, in the continuum of taking risks, I would say you're taking a pretty big risk if you step out of a boat to walk on water. You know, really, I mean, particularly if it's deep, particularly if you can't swim. But let's look at it metaphorically rather than literally, because what we're really talking about is stepping out of the bounds of the boat, the confines of what you have always thought and what you have always done, and indeed what you have always believed was possible. Expand your thinking, step out of the boat, stretch. And Jesus was indicating that when we do that, that we activate something greater. It takes us to a new level of being. Let me say that again. When you stretch yourself, when you step out of your comfort zone, you activate something greater that takes you to a new level of being. And that's something that we activate, of course, is God. It's the energy of God, the vibration of God, the consciousness of God. We sort of kick that into motion. We align with it. We activate it. You see, we essentially are making room for spirit to show up every time we stretch ourselves a little bit farther than we've ever stretched before. We're inviting God to show up. We are making room for God's grace, for synchronicities, for miracles, for wonders to occur. It's my belief that God is actually in the stretch. You see, when you're doing what you've always done and you're living in your narrow life, there's not a lot of room for God in that. Your ego is pretty much in control of that. But when you create that space for something new, when you step out in a new direction, or you make a courageous decision, you're really inviting God to show up. And God does show up in an amazing way. So I look at the turning points in my life, all of which really have come as a result of stretching in some way or another. When I was 24 and I moved from Rochester, New York to Portland, Oregon, I didn't know a soul in Portland. I'd never been to Portland, but I felt that I belonged there, and I did belong there. And then in my mid-40s, when I bought a horse, I had no idea how to take care of a horse. I was a beginning rider. But what I knew is that I loved that horse, and I wanted to give him a good life. And then when I started a new career in ministry after 30 years of a successful career in corporate and then executive communications, that was a big leap in a way. And when I applied to a church in Chesapeake, Virginia, a state I had never even been to, and a church I had never seen. In some ways, that was a bit of a stretch. And they seemed like big steps, but I wasn't alone when I was taking them, and that is the most important thing. I wasn't alone. Richard was involved in that last one, but beyond that, there was something greater in me. There was something greater in me that was guiding me. You see? There was something greater in me that was calling me. And it was very deep and insistent. It was this inner voice that would not be put off or fall for my various ego lines about, yeah, but what about this? What about that? Well, how? It just persisted. The call just continues to come. And it is that call, it is that presence of God in us that gives us the courage to take those risks and to step out. And I know as I stand here, although I was not a part of it 30 years ago, but I can tell you this, that when Reverend Judith Meyer and Mae Shelton and the others who founded the study group that became Unity Renaissance, they were taking a risk. They were stepping out there. They were stretching themselves. And then as Reverend Judy continued to lead and grow that congregation, moving it from one location to the next, because they kept outgrowing their space, with each move, they were making more room for God. And so are we. And so are we. Our divine purpose is to stretch ourselves to be the fullest, brightest, most loving, serving, inclusive spiritual center we can be. And through our expansion, we are both literally and figuratively making more room for God, right? We are nearly doubling our non-sanctuary space. But it really isn't about building a building. It's about creating that space for God to show up exponentially. All the different ways in which we will feel called to give our gifts, all the people who will be called to come here and be a part of what we have to offer. We're making room for God in us, as us, and through us. We're stretching. Stretching can be a little frightening. That's why it's stretching. If you'd done it before, it wouldn't be stretching. And so today I invite you to stretch with us, to grow your vision, to grow in your giving, to grow in your participation and your heart connection with this community. Later on in the service today, we'll be turning in our promise cards for Turning Point. I'd just like to invite you to consider stretching when you do that, because it is a way of opening yourself to divine miracles. Richard and I, last time and this time, wrote down what we wanted to give, and then we add a little bit more in there. Kind of thrilling, actually. When we stretch is when we grow, and we really do live into our divine purpose. And so today, as we celebrate 30 years of proud and beautiful history, I'm feeling so filled to overflowing today, just thinking about that. And as we look ahead to our turning point and beyond, we know Spirit is doing a mighty work through us. We're not here by accident. We are here by divine appointment, which means our souls in agreement have agreed to be here and to shine this light out into the world like never before, to be true to our legacy, to continue to make more and more room for God. And so know with everything in you that this long-held dream of what this place on Eden Way is meant to be, it's coming true. And I'd like to take a moment. I'll recognize her more in a few minutes, but I'd just like to thank Reverend Judith Meyer for seeding this consciousness, for starting this community that is like no other, that changes lives and touches our hearts like no place else. Thank you to you. Thank you to Beth O'Shields, who's been her right-hand person for all those years, the power team there making wonderful things happen. Thank you. Thank you to all of those who have been here before, some of whom are present, some of whom aren't. Thank you for doing your part to grow this consciousness in this community. Thank you for being here today and giving your gifts. And thank you in advance to those who will be drawn to this beautiful place as we watch it exponentially grow and shine. And I'd like to close the service by paying tribute to those who have come at different times, and then we'll engage in a little exercise together. So I'd like to begin by inviting all those who became a part of Unity Renaissance when Reverend Judy Meyer was the minister to please stand and remain standing. Look at that. Stay standing. And now I'd like to invite any of you who came while Reverends Pat and Leroy Bessie were the ministers, kind of interim ministers. Anyone who came during that time, please stand up. Nice. Those who came when Reverend Elizabeth Thompson was the minister here, join us in standing. And those who came when Reverend Laura Barrett Bennett was our minister, stand, please. Those who came between ministers, when Donna Corbett and a whole host of amazing volunteer leaders here at the church kept things going, if you came during that period, stand up, please. Sweet. And now, all of you who have come since I've arrived here in the last 5 years, please stand up, too. Raise your hand if you can't stand up. Today, as we honor our founding and we honor our founders, let's all join together in speaking the statement of divine purpose that Reverend Judy Meyer used to lead her congregation in when they would meet. Together. Spirit has a purpose, a plan, and a place for us. The Spirit of truth is now at work, revealing the perfect plan. We are divinely guided in our vision, direction, and action. We joyously accept God's will for us, knowing that the kingdom of God is within us and the grace of God is upon us. Our lives blend in divine oneness, and our center is blessed with prosperity and peace. Thank you, God. The light of the Christ illumines and inspires us. Through working and praying together, we fulfill our purpose and glorify God. And so it is. Amen. Let's prepare for a time of meditation. I invite you to get comfortable in your seat. Let's take a deep breath in and release and let it go. And again, a deep breath in. And let go. Allowing ourselves to release any busy thoughts, any distractions, anything on the outer. And turn within to the light of peace, the light of love within us. I invite you to breathe into that space within your own heart. Feeling the love of Spirit pour over you, moving through every part of your being. invite you to imagine what it must have been like 30 plus years ago when a small group of people had a divine idea. First there was one, then there were two, and four, and eight. And appreciate that moment of divine inspiration, the calling in their hearts that said, yes, let's do this. And know that that same calling, that same yes, is in your own heart, in our hearts. We take a moment to breathe into gratitude for this beautiful journey of this place called Unity Renaissance. Remembering those who have come and shared their gifts, those who've moved on, and all of it, an ever-expanding expression of the glory of God. I invite you to turn within to that still place at the center of your being, appreciating your oneness with spirit, with all of life, past, present, and future. In the silence. Thank you, sweet spirit, for drawing each of us here at the right and perfect time for us, for quickening within us our own Christ potential, for giving us that inspiration to stretch and grow, learn and give, and for all that we've experienced together and all that is ahead, our hearts are overflowing with gratitude. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.